At their meeting last week, considering options for fencing around the baseball diamond in City Park turned into a passionate debate, with community members coming before council to discuss safety, community use, and heritage. Kingston proposed the cricket field at City Park for the 2024 Little League Canada Championship. Planning began in 2022 with community support but concerns over changes to the park, particularly regarding fencing for the new baseball diamond. A heritage permit and community consultation was required to install temporary outfield fencing for the tournament. As the event came and went, community feedback favored keeping the fence. Last September, council directed staff to consult with local associations to explore options for a permanent outfield fence, delaying the removal of the temporary fence until early 2025. Council was given 5 options to consider at their meeting last week, including permanent and temporary fencing options, with the 5th option notably being a late addition made at the meeting to leave the fencing as is and do nothing. The Sydenham District Association, a group of approximately 250 community members in the neighborhood, was consulted by the city when looking at options. The SDA's preference was temporary fencing to preserve multi-use open space, with concerns that fencing divides the park and limits the use of the overall space. Melissa Cox and Tori Beauchart with the Kingston Baseball Association spoke before council in favor of keeping fencing.
By removing the fence and creating gaps in the fence, it seems that a higher value is placed on the aesthetics of the field over safety and protection. The first and most pressing reason retaining the outfield fence should be safety. The fence also serves to protect the baseball field. At the centerpiece of many games and events, the integrity of the pitch is vital for ensuring consistent play. The fence not only saves us from resources and maintenance, but also helps preserve the quality of the field for future matches. We agree with the SDA that City Park is a special place that is used for more than just tournaments and baseball games. With all the green space that City Park and Cricket Field share, this is more than enough room for all the various groups to continue their use. The fence keeps these various groups safe with the sport is being played. We recognize the points forth by SDA regarding aesthetics and the potential impact of visual appeal of the area. However, we challenge you to see the fence not as a blight of landscape, but as an integral part of feature that defines the space for the better. The aesthetics of the area must be balanced with the practical needs of the community. The fence does not detract from the beauty of the park, but instead create a purposeful, organized space where people can enjoy both the sport and the surrounding nature safely.
Well, speaking to the national level tournaments, a fence is a must. We just wouldn't get those tournaments if we didn't have it. But on a local scale, I think every kid dreams of hitting a home run over the fence. And really, at that age, there's not very many parks that have an outfield fence that they can do that. So I think that's probably one of the biggest exciting draws as a kid. The downfall to not having a fence is you have kids like Doug McKay's son, who hits the ball really, really far. And then you have kids chasing the ball through potholes and things that are beyond and into the sloped area. Back before the renovation of the field, we've adjusted the direction of the field, but back before there was kids regularly running uphill to catch a ball and running out onto the road to catch those balls. So I think that's the biggest drawback to not having the outfield fence.
Community member Doug McKay also explained more of the significance of the fencing for those who use the diamond.
You know, I think we're lucky to live in a city that supports proper facilities. I hate to see them dismembered, but the fence is inherently part of the field. If you listen to kids, they talk about hitting it over the fence, running one against the fence in the baseball world. The pitchers see the fence as their enemy. It's a special place for the kids. It draws them in. So, you know, it's like when your kids get to play at Slush Puppy Place, they feel like they're part of something. So, you know, I think it's okay to have a proper diamond as a proper diamond. We've got great facilities with regard to other sports. It's one that we've never had. Kind of keeping it as is, it's good sense to me.
After hearing from other community members, SDA spokesperson Martha Vosper spoke before council, expressing disappointment in how the discussion had gone when the SDA was under the impression that the original pitch was temporary fencing for the 2024 Little League Canada Championship.
I question the need to have belabored this whole thing. We had an agreement in place before construction occurred. This feels very much like bad faith. It's an incredible amount of time and energy on the part of the volunteers and the city staff. So it makes me very sad. Quality of life is also about trust. It's about modeling cooperation, teamwork, and honoring agreements. Quality of life is about choices. We are living in a time that has caused us to be on the opposite side of the fence on many topics. What do we really choose to do as human beings, as community members? Having a difference of opinion is not failure. Competition to be right is not success. Build fences or build strong communities.
In the end, councillors voted 9-4 for option 5, to do nothing and leave the current fencing, meaning the existing home run fence will remain a permanent fixture in the park. Notably, options ranged between costs of $50,000 to $220,000, with additional costs per event for temporary fencing, except the option to do nothing, which included no additional costs. Councillors Don Amos, Wendy Steven, and Brandon Tozo gave their reasons for supporting option 5.
If you don't have an outfield fence and that ball comes screaming at you, it's going to hurt. The fence is needed for that safety protection. Hitting a home run as a 10, 12, 13-year-old does not happen very often. But when it does happen, what a joyous experience for that child. Sometimes you have to define the field of play. It is also creating an opportunity for us to host national tournaments. $1.2, $1.3 million is a tough thing to walk away from when you want to host something. Ask our downtown shop owners. Our accommodation partners are not selling out in the summer.
Let's move on from this and let's celebrate that children are outside playing sports, that their parents are so engaged with either playing with their kids or watching the game that they are living in the moment and not scrolling on their phones or thinking about their phones. That our community gets to learn how to handle the highs and lows of winning and losing with grace and dignity, because we can see in our world right now what happens when people don't know how to lose well. This field is a remarkable part of our community. Let's leave the fence where it is, support option 5, and let's let the kids play. Thanks.
I think we've spent a lot of time in a previous council and in this council debating this issue. Council has a lot of really important issues to talk about. I'm fine with option 5. I think it's working. We're seeing a growing need for our community, especially with baseball, with young kids playing. It's a great addition, I think, to City Park. I recognize that there is some frustration from the surrounding community there that council may have altered its consideration, but I just echo Councillor Steven said, we don't have to stand by a bad decision. I think there's also a philosophical difference that's happening here, is that Kingston is growing and changing. And as it's growing and changing, we have to grow and change as well as with our political leadership. We have to be willing to change the way that we've done things and make changes to our community, and we have to lead the community along the way as we do so. I'm happy to support this option. I think we need to put this to rest, and we need to get off the fence and make a decision. Thank you.
However, Councillor Connie Glenn went to bat for the SDA, concerned about the late addition of Option 5 and the original impression of the fence as temporary.
I think the sad part about this for me is that although we're focusing on the opportunity for youth to play baseball, we're doing so at the expense of, I think, the goodwill that did exist here in the community for both the sport and the use of the park by the people in the neighborhood. What we're talking about isn't just people feeling bad because an agreement was broken. There was a lot of time put into this, and they're not against baseball. It's being spun as though they're not happy and excited about the diamond. They are. They had a great time. They were enjoying it. They welcomed it until we turned around and decided we were going to put this out on the table again. Now, the other options, there's at least some wiggle here. There's at least some recognition that their voices were part of this conversation. This option is just saying, hey, we consulted with you, but yeah, no biggie, right? We might as well have not have gone through this consultation. And in fact, I think it would have been better if we hadn't. We wasted a lot of time. We wasted a lot of energy.
Mayor Brian Patterson closed out the passionate discussion.
Just because council doesn't make a decision in line with what you want does not mean that your voice wasn't heard. That's a really important point to make because inevitably around this table, we have to balance different interests from the community. And so I can assure you on this issue and on every other issue that we deal with around this table, regardless of how the vote goes, your voice is heard. Right? Every single one of us around this table, we consider all sides of all the issues. At the end of the day, it comes down to a vote on what you think is the best thing for the community as a whole. It's important that every single one of us, regardless of what district we represent, we make decisions based on what is best for the city as a whole. And so I believe that that's exactly the intention and the heart of everyone around this table. So I think it's important to make that point. At the end of the day, everybody's voice is heard. In this case, I don't think that it is possible to come up with an option that will satisfy everybody.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.